Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
I'm going to Taiwan next month and opening up Gun for Hire Far East.
Welcome to the insane asylum.
And we have an unexpected guest, Sherry Spivak from the SOAR group, Second Amendment Women, was stopped by to talk to me about some stuff today, and I pulled her into the radio studio, and guess what? Hi, Sherry.
Hello, it's like deja vu.
All over again.
That's okay. We needed you here. So, yes, I'm going to be in Taiwan next month, and Gun for Hire Far East is far east. We're working on. It's only a 15-and-a-half-hour flight, by the way.
That's all.
It's not
just
bad.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
It's not bad. But I need to go. I'm bringing my nurse with me, and we'll check it out. So, a lot of feedback from people, a lot going on in this country right now, and we're going to be talking about a few things. First thing we're going to talk about is Mesa, Arizona police officer was approved, Officer Philip Brailsford was approved by his chief to use his personal AR, and he used it and he shot somebody 5 times. And the dust cover of his AR, he had a custom engraved dust cover that said, "You're effed." I'm not going to say the full word because we do have children that listen to it. And the inscription was only visible when the dust cover was open, not closed. All right. So the prosecutor is going after him because of his aggressive gun inscription. The angle he's using is that the gun shouldn't have been approved because of the vulgar inscription on it. And that he possibly used excessive force or wanted to use excessive force because of that vulgar inscription. Now, we've talked about this on the show 50 billion times in the past 5 years about don't use Zombie Max ammunition. Mm-hmm. You probably shouldn't use the Punisher logo on your dust cover or Dirty Harry, you know, make my day or something, because the society we live in today, that will be the focus of what is right or what is wrong. Now, on another note, we've made dust covers that say Gun for Hire, and Sherry is doing Glock backplates with the SOAR group on them now, right? You're in talking to someone about that. Now, that's an organization. So, like PTA, SOAR group, Gun for Hire, I mean, that's okay. We're talking about aggressive inscriptions. And I know there's going to be listeners out there that are going to say, well, Anthony's a wuss because, you know, he's saying this and we should stand up for our rights. Listen, Knappen says the same thing. You can do it, but then he'll gladly take your $10,000 retainer.
Right.
So you have to make a decision on what you want to do and what you don't want to do, because the prosecutors are going to jump all over that, and they're going to make you be a Dirty Harry wannabe or a troublemaker or something, and that could backfire in a court of law. Statements that you make, inscriptions on your gun. I was always afraid of Zombie Max ammo, because the prosecutor would say, "So, Sherry, you had Zombie Max ammo in your firearm that you used to defend yourself. Do you believe in zombies?" Do you or not, Sherry?
Do I?
Yes.
I'm not a zombie.
So why would you have Zombie Max ammo if you don't believe in zombies? Maybe you thought the perpetrator coming in a house was a zombie. We're playing devil's advocate here. Right. But, you know, the whole time, Knappen's going to be saying, boy, this would have been a lot easier if you didn't have Zombie Max ammo. You know, don't play around with that toy stuff. I can't stress it enough. Anything like that, aggressive statements, you know. I mean, but, you know, Mullen Lobby, come and take them. I don't think that's an aggressive statement. But again, it all depends on how a prosecutor is going to jump on it or not and where you are. And we live in a state where, you know, we're guilty till proven innocent and anything gun-related, because it's all about gun violence and the gun man and gun violence. So skip the aggressive inscriptions. You know, I told Sherry she should put on hers, "It's not my fault I'm a girl."
Right. Do you remember back in the day when a couple of cops that we knew got jammed up from their captain because they had a Gun for Hire t-shirt on underneath their bulletproof vest?
Yes, I remember when that happened. Well, my logo is extremely politically incorrect. You know, its shock value is there. Very hard to sponsor any type of teams or anything mm-hmm. like that. They don't want our money. Well, they want our money. They don't want our logo, unfortunately. But I still managed to donate $116,000 in charitable contributions the past 3 years.
Yeah, they took that.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Well, that's one of the reasons why with the expansion of the new range, it's going a lot easier than anticipated. Because we don't say no to any organization that we feel is worthy of it, you know, that needs help. And I'd rather spend my money in advertising that way than mass media or internet or anything else. It's because it's much more personal. Everywhere I go, people thank me and thank the range for our support for whatever, whether it's, you know, when the cop was shot in Jersey City to, you know, helping, you know, any type of widows and orphans fund. We never say no, so... it's a good thing to do. But going full circle, everybody out there, be careful of those aggressive inscriptions. I mean, obviously, tattoos and everything can be used against you. But, you know, it's the firearm that's the demon, especially in the New York metropolitan mm-hmm. area. So your home defense gun should be as austere as possible. And again, it should be a firearm that is widely acceptable by police or military as well. You know, 44 Magnum with a 10-inch barrel, you are going to be portrayed. Imagine Sherry, imagine the prosecutor holding that gun next to her. A Smith & Wesson 629 10-inch barrel with Zombie Max ammo in it. The gun almost weighs as much as her.
Right.
And is going to say, this was your home defense gun, and now she's going to go from being the little victim to, mm-hmm. I think she has some mental problems.
She waited all this time.
So why not have, go ahead, Sherry.
I was going to say, do you think it works the other way? I know someone, a man who put a pink grip on his Glock for his home defense gun. Do you think it works the other way?
I always said that. I think it can work the other way. I said I would take a gun in powder-coated pink, and if somebody broke into my house, I'd say to the perpetrator, excuse me, I'm going to get Fluffy, you know, and come back with my pink gun, you know. Sometimes I worry about colored guns because they can be confused as a toy. Mm. So now that could backfire too. Mm-hmm. The prosecutor could argue that maybe the bad guy thought it was a toy, and when you threaten for him to stop or you'd shoot, he might have thought you were bluffing because he saw pink. So I think I would go as similar as our police and military carry as possible, including my ammo selection.
Well, you've often said that check with the local police department to find out what they carry and what round they
correct.
Carry.
Correct. Carry. If you live in Montclair, carry what the Montclair police carry. Mm. Or keep it for home defense, locked up in your safe for home defense, or what the state police carry, or with any other, or a Beretta M9.
Yeah.
You know, right. The 92FS.
Yeah.
Argue with that. You know, they've been carrying it since 1985. Our U.S. military and our NATO allies. So yeah, you don't want to have something too crazy and over the top, and you probably don't want to have too many crazy and over the top things in your safe if you're involved in a shooting.
Oh yeah, true.
You know,
especially in this state.
Yes. Did we just get a blip?
Yeah, something. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knapp on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is the latest recipient of a Gun for Hire challenge coin. You owe me, Doc. We'll be talking. Challenge coin number 200 is out there of 251 in existence. Why is there 251? Because one is four zeros. Steve Elber has that one. Long story. Anyway, Waldorf Chiropractic is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know needs chiropractic help, want to improve your shooting, straighten out your back or whatever, check out Waldorf Chiropractic or Waldorf Family Chiropractic on Facebook. Dr. Eric also published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Support those who support us. So, Sherry, check this out. On Monday or Tuesday, I was at Montclair State. And I was taping a show, Annabella Poland, from the general manager from WMSC, FM 90.3. The show will air this Monday at noon. I will be posting links for it. And it was to talk about gun safety in New Jersey. And I want to say it was 3-1, but it really wasn't 3-1. Sean Sullivan from New Jersey Advanced Media, like NJ.com, Star Ledger, he works down in Trenton, covers the State House. He was there. A guy who I've disagreed with 5 million times but quotes me all the time in articles and calls me for my expertise and my angle would be Mike Kelly from The Record. Right. So Mike Kelly was sitting to my right. And someone who I believe I met once before in the State House, Jamie Bedrin, who's a professor at Montclair State, and she's also part of a group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Now, I had never heard of that group before, and I couldn't research it. You know, it was 10 minutes before we taped the show, and I'll get the link for that show and everything so people can listen. It was an hour long. It was very professional. It was probably the most cordial firearm exchange I ever had, because we were really talking about storage. Of course, we kept going around to mental health, and an armed guy with a gun is better to have around. Like, I was talking about retired cops and our military coming back, but I checked out Jamie's link, and Sherry, this is great. I'm going to give you this afterwards. But their website is besmartforkids.org. So, of course, every town from Gun Safety is a sponsor of it. So as soon as I see that, I think Bloomberg and I think bad. But I watched their video, 5-minute video online. And basically, it's telling people to be smart to keep your guns locked up. Like, we haven't been talking about that for the past 5 years.
Sure.
I talk about it all the time, how people buy $1,000 worth of stuff at a gun store, right, Sherry?
Yep.
And a 99-cent gun lock or a $99 rubber button safe is not on their list, and I get ticked off about it. I also told Jamie about Project Child Safe, about how we give free gun locks out. It's actually mandated. And we make people sign papers in New Jersey that say it's unlawful to leave a loaded firearm accessible to a minor. But I told her, you can't legislate stupidity. The Toms River tragedy 4 years ago, the dad left loaded guns under the bed with a four-year-old home in the house. So we agreed on a lot of issues, and it was very productive. And I told them before, I said, this is really what we need, because our side digging our heels in and saying you're not taking our guns, and their side digging their heels in saying we want to take all the guns and disappear, we'll never get anything done. So why don't we focus on the things we can repair in unity? And some of the listeners on the show can say, what, is the Anthony gone soft? No, I'm realistic. Sherry, you have guns laying around the house?
Absolutely not.
Okay, everything's locked up, right?
Everything's locked up. And, I mean, we've always said that education is important. So I think both sides can agree on that.
And I would like everybody to go and check out besmartforkids.org and watch the 5-minute intro video. Another thing we've talked about numerous times on the show is they talk about how if you're going to send your kid over to somebody's house to play, if they had a pool, you would ask if they have a fence around it, right?
Right.
If your kid was allergic to peanuts, you would ask if they had peanuts in the house, right?
Exactly.
So the next thing is, do you have guns? And if you do, are they secured?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this for years, where I feel it's okay to ask that question if I was sending my kids over somebody's house. I don't feel a doctor has a right to ask me that question. You know, we've discussed that before. Right. That's none of their business. But if because the doctor's not sending his kids over to my house.
And if the doctor was sending his kids over to your house, then it's appropriate. Ask.
Correct. But they're doing it for ulterior motives.
Yeah, exactly.
We know that.
Sure.
And it violates HIPAA guidelines and everything, I believe. But
you can just wear your gun-for-hire shirt to the doctor appointment and it kind of...
They'll know. They won't ask after that. The doctor sees my gun-for-hire tattoo on my arm, my general practitioner's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear it. I'm like, that's all right, Dr. K. Meanwhile, all my other doctors are members of the range. You know, it's funny, but... BeSmartForKids.org. I think it's really good. It's important to go over their SMART that they talk about, their acronyms, SMART. Again, there was nothing about there talking about us being, you know, tattooed hillbilly rednecks swinging our guns around. So, Jamie, I want to thank you for that if you're listening to the show, because I think we need more of that. Again, you can't legislate stupidity, so how do we make it smarter? Even tougher laws. If we said leave a loaded firearm accessible to a minor and we're going to lock you up and throw away the key, there's still going to be this block of idiots that will do whatever they want to do and leave their gun laying around on the night table, or I have a gun, loaded gun in my nightstand, but my kids know not to touch it. Hey, really? And what about when their friends come over?
Right.
So that's just why put your head in the sand for such a cheap price. Sherry, you have a home defense storage for your handgun? Do you have something?
Something next to my bed.
And is it like a rubber button safe or something?
Yeah, it's the one with the four buttons
on it. Because we're not big on biometric.
No.
We had a whole debate on not-so-smart guns, too, and we know the technology's not there. And I said on air, I said, if you want a smart gun that works, give it to Apple Computer.
Right.
2 years from now, they'll come out with a smart gun. I will gladly put one in the range for rent and to try and use. And there will be Millennium, Generation X, Generation Z. They're going to want to try that gun. And we can torture test the hell out of it here. And then when the police and military grasp the technology and start carrying it, I will do the same. But until then, I won't. And again, we all realize that Loretta Weinberg's law from 2002 needs to be dropped, where it mandated that's the only gun we sell in New Jersey, and let the market decide. Let the free market decide. So it was a really good exchange with everybody. Nobody got nasty or anything. And I think we need more communication like that. And I invited everybody to come to the range and shoot if they want. You know, Mike Kelly works right up here in Garrett Mountain. He's been promising for 3 years he's going to come in and shoot. I'm a little jealous of him because he's been in Cuba. He went looking for Joanne Chesimard, and he actually went to her house.
Really?
Yes, and you know, he didn't get to see her. She's very paranoid, he said. And I want to talk about that right now because Obama just eased U.S. restrictions in travel and how many cigars you can buy. Are we out of time?
We're getting close. Got about 30 seconds.
Okay, and I want to talk about Colonel Rick Fuentes from the state police made a statement yesterday, and I want to talk about that a little more when we come back.
It was interesting that our governor wasn't around for the state trooper's funeral who was killed.
He was polishing Trump's shoes. He was
busy.
Yes,
he was. He was on his knees there.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, which is going to be Liberty Office pretty soon. Liberty Executive Suites, because Ron now has two locations, one in Parsippany and one in Montville. I love that he used Liberty for the name of the business. Right now, you can still visit Montville Office. Remember, Ron has 38 furnished private offices, telephone, answering, mail, receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. The New Jersey SafeCon will be holding their CLE credits on the Friday before the SafeCon, which is pretty cool. And I was speaking to the state police, the firearms unit. We're trying to get them to come to SafeCon also. John Willett, if you're listening to this, you have to send out on your survey. The state police said, get a list of questions that people want answered, and they'll pick the top 25, and they will come down and answer them at SafeCon, the firearms unit. We're also working on the ATF coming to SafeCon. And if you're not available to go, you better make yourself available. It will be July 30th, Saturday, July 30th, at the Hilton in Parsippany, njsafecon.org. Or njsafecon.net, I don't really remember. Just go NJSafeCon and you'll check it out. So I think that's pretty cool. So let's go back full circle. U.S. has eased restrictions. Obama's going to be there this weekend. I can buy more than $100 worth of cigars. And I made a statement 4 years ago on Gun for Hire Radio that I will not go to Cuba. I love old cars, and I love to eat, and I love cigars. And it's only 90 miles off the coast. But I said I will not go to Cuba until that murderer comes back. Now, Christie, when he was engaged in the state of New Jersey, he told the Port Authority he didn't want any flights to go out of Newark to Cuba. They're proceeding starting next week. So he kind of forgot about us, because I think as the governor, he should have put his foot down and said, listen, until this murderer comes back, nobody should be going to visit that country. So Colonel Rick Fuentes of the New Jersey State Police made this statement. He says, the New Jersey State Police has been unwavering in their efforts to have Joanne Chesimard, a.k.a. Asata Shakur, return to New Jersey to serve out the remainder of her prison sentence for the murder of Trooper Werner Foster in 1973. For the first time, Colonel Fuentes is directly addressing social media with a dire warning for U.S. citizens planning a trip to Cuba. We are asking our extended social media family both like and share the post about this and to help spread the word. We will not rest until Chesimard and other terrorist fugitives roaming free in Cuba are returned to the United States. And I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. I will not go until her and a few other miscreants are returned, are dead, or whatever it is. I can't believe we can't get any bounty hunters to go down there and get them. But I agree 100%. And I think, you know, Christie, with a year and a half left, this would be a big feather in his cap for law enforcement if he was to lean on the Port Authority and lean on the airlines and say, listen, she killed a state trooper and she escaped in 79 and she's been living on a beach in freedom. And I agree with Mike Kelly, too. She needs to come back and die in this country behind bars.
So great.
You agree? You guys agree?
Yes.
One more quick news blurb. Did you guys see the North Korean kid, the kid from North Korea? He was there New Year's on vacation, 18-year-old kid, and he took a propaganda banner down from a hotel lobby and he stole it because it had a communist message. He was bringing it back home as a souvenir. He got sentenced today, 15 years hard labor in North Korea.
Wow.
For it.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I was in China. I was in a communist country. I didn't peel any banners down to take home. I pretty much followed the rule of law. So I believe a smart-ass 18-year-old should have followed the rule of law. Although I think 15 years hard labor is excessive, I would have no problem if he got caned 50 or 60 times for breaking North Korean law. But, you know, he came out yesterday when they sentenced him, and he was weeping and crying profusely because this kid's going to...
He's not going to be
probably going to die in a prison.
They don't have color television sets.
But here you are, snot-nosed American kid. You're 15 years old. You're peeling posters off the wall in a hotel. You're stealing posters. You're in a foreign country, a staunch communist closed country. Mm. I don't know what the hell you're doing there anyway. But you're there. You don't steal shit. And now you got to pay the price. And if it's 15 years hard labor,
it's an education on communism, isn't it? And,
yes.
And
big
how
education.
Our country is going toward that.
Correct.
We're leaning toward that.
Correct. I mean, bad, bad, bad. Sherry, would you do that if you visited a foreign country? Would you peel a sign down? And what would you do if your kids did it?
I would hope my kids would not do that.
But if they did, you'd break fingers?
My kids are afraid of me, so they know I'm their bodyguard.
And that means you're doing a good job if your kids are afraid of you.
Yes, we have a good relationship, but I don't believe a parent should be a friend only.
No, I believe that
there has to be a little hierarchy there.
Yes, my mother only had a look at me, or my father only had a look at me, and I'd be like, oh shit, I crossed that line. Pull back, pull back, pull back. Up, too late. And I learned the hard way.
I never used the full name though. Like some parents do.
Oh, my mother. Well, my mother said Anthony Peter. I shit.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony Peter. Oh God. My father only called me Aunt all the time. You know. Yeah. That was it. And I don't even want to tell you how he referred to my friends, but that's another story. Sherry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I was thinking about what you were talking about before. You know, I have never had somebody ask me if I have firearms in my home, and although I'm pretty out there with my firearm ownership, you know, I've on the internet, through the radio show, I've been on the regular news, CBS, and some of the other stations. I still don't think everybody knows, but I've never been asked that question. I'm happy to answer it. You know, even my kids, we discussed it, and they said, well, would you be upset if somebody asked you? I said, absolutely not. But no, I think if more people did ask, it would be more open and for discussion.
The problem is, like Sandy always says, in New Jersey, we have closet gun owners. Because
absolutely.
Of the stigma with gun ownership, people hide it, you know, and they're afraid to ask, or they might lie. But if you have nothing to hide, you know, the greatest analogy, the greatest comparison is a pool. You know, obviously more kids drown in pools than are shot accidentally with guns. So if we could ask if you have a fence around your pool or how do you keep your pool secure, I should be able to ask that. And, you know, as a responsible parent, if I had young kids, Sherry, I might want to come into your house and see how you lock those guns up. Mm-hmm. I might want to come in the house and see how your pool is secured to make sure my kid can't slip in. Because maybe your kids have grown up with that pool and they know not to open that gate.
Right.
But maybe my kid doesn't and that he or she couldn't swim. So I really think it's no different. You know, it's not that it's an invasion of privacy. It would be no different if you had an allergy to food or an animal or something. I'm all for it and anything to prevent any tragedies. You know, kids drown in pools. You know, for every 30 kids that drown in the pool, one kid is shot accidentally with a gun, and the media jumps all over that.
Sure.
But it is preventable. We
absolutely
all know it's preventable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody should be doing their part. But again, you can't let – the problem is we're in a bubble here. Everybody that comes in here is pro-gun. They're seeking education. It's the people out there that bought the gun and keep it in their nightstand that we never see. They don't come to practice.
They're not
they don't get
here.
Involved in a SOAR group. They don't get involved in any activism. So they're in their own little private Idaho, and those are the people that we have to worry about.
Unfortunately, there's far more of them than there are responsible.
Of course. Of course. You know, I mean, I have gun for hire on all my vehicles. And I had kids over the house when I had stepkids, and no parent ever asked me if I had guns and how they were locked up. Sherry's right. No one ever said that. And you'd think they'd be concerned. The guy's got two cars in the driveway that say gun for hire with the eye dropped over in a pool of blood. If you were sending your kids to my house, you should ask. Now, I did tell you that when I bought airsoft guns and stuff for the kids, certain parents, their kids weren't allowed to come over and play with the airsoft guns. And they had the masks and the gloves. I mean, I bought everything because I was living vicariously through their life. So, you know, when I went to the store to buy the airsoft, most of it was for me.
Yeah. Even we have an arsenal of Nerf guns in our house. There's our parents that will say, I don't want my kids to play with them.
Yeah.
And even gun-owning parents sometimes will say that they don't want their kids to play with them because they don't want that that toy way of playing with the gun. They think it negates what they've already taught their children.
Correct. You know, and Jamie had brought that point up too, that some parents don't want their kids to have toy guns. But, you know, and one thing I didn't get to say on the air is, if you don't even give your kids toy guns, if kids are allowed to play in a park or something, a tree branch will become a toy
gun. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, but see, I think it was more, I mean, now everything's like this fast, this Furious 7 and stuff.
It's a whole
when I
different.
Was a kid, it was more military and cowboys and Indians.
Right.
You know, TV is different now. Movies are different now. The violence has shifted to
Heroes are different now.
Yeah, car chases and buildings being blown up. When I was a kid, it was more the Lone Ranger, the Rifleman, you know, and we watched movies like that. We watched, what was the one with the Jeep?
I was just thinking of that. I can't remember. The Jeep comes over the hill.
Yeah. Wow.
What was his name?
We're getting old. But So we watch stuff like that. I mean, even comedies like F Troop and
was
everything.
Was it Combat?
Combat. That was it. Combat was a great show.
It was great. That's how it opened up with the Jeep coming over the top of the hill.
You know, so we wanted to, as kids, we played cowboys and Indians and Army. And if we didn't have guns, we made guns. You know, out of sticks or whatever. It didn't really matter. Anything that you could make a noise or
and
something.
We grew up poor, so most of them were stick
correct,
guns.
Correct. But, you know, and we had no muzzle discipline when we were 10, 12 years old, and no keep your finger off the trigger discipline. That came later. Oh, and then we had water pistols. Today, you don't even see water pistols. We had water pistols that looked like real guns.
Yes.
Today, you would get killed with the water pistols I had as a kid.
Absolutely. You know?
So and I tried to tie some of it into the violence in the movies and the video games and you know, I know John Willett and other people give me crap at that, but they have to share some of the responsibility.
Absolutely sure.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah.
They have to share some of the responsibility of glamorizing the whole violent trend.
I don't know a lot about video games. I don't play video games,
My
teenagers do. And I remember we went to the NRA museum and they were walking around. They're like, oh, I know this gun. Oh, I know that gun. Well, where do you know all this stuff from? Apparently, it was all in their video games.
Call of Duty.
That's right.
Yep.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Firearms Training, PhillyGun.com. Philadelphia Firearms Training. Jose Morales is in Philadelphia, in the middle of the city, right across from the police department, next to the gun range. He is an instructor and a master training counselor with the NRA. He's a training counselor, excuse me. And he calls me master. I forgot. And Jose will help you out with your paperwork for getting your carry permit. Jose will also educate you on the rules and regulations so you don't end up like poor Shanine Allen, not knowing what the laws are. So check out Philly Gun Training when you got a chance.
I spoke to him this week, too.
How is he?
He's doing well, and he said a lot of Gun for Hire listeners are really coming over into Philly, especially the ones who live in and around Philadelphia are coming in. He's been really, really busy with people from the show.
Keep grooming him, Jose, because when we franchise, we're going to end up one down there, and you're going to be running it. And that's that.
I have to take over that gun range, that nasty yes. gun range.
Man. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the establishment and Republicans right now. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. He reminds me as the kid of the kid who gets called up to go to the front of class and talk about his book report, but he didn't read the book. And, you know, and it was...
That's a great analogy. All right.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. Not even the Cliff Notes, you know. It was Catcher in the Rye was about a catcher and rye, and it was really good.
It was a great book. It was an excellent book.
You know,
let me tell you, I really, really like the author. Great author. Yeah. Wonderful author.
J.D. Salinger.
It was the best author. Best book. The cover was wonderful.
Yes. And then he sits down.
Yeah.
All right, that's Trump. And he scares me, but the establishment is not happy with Trump, and they're not happy with Cruz. So now the voters, especially, don't count this year. Well, I mean, we normally don't count anyway, but with the Electoral College and delegates, and anyway,
this is a circus.
But now they're getting together and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of him, and they don't like Cruz because Cruz is too conservative for the established Republicans. So,
they know, and you can't blame the voters who are backing Trump. Right?
They're angry.
They're angry. They're very angry. Everyone is angry right now. And the problem is that when you look at history and you look back at the anger, we look back, you don't have to go far back to the Weimar Republic. And there was a guy who said all the right things there, too.
Yep.
He, in the beginning...
He had a little mustache.
Yeah. In the beginning, in the 1920s, he talked all about how to unite Germany, and he
make Germany great again?
Right. Like, God, exactly right. And
was there a Hitler Towers, or Hitler Wine, or Hitler Steak?
I don't believe so. But actually, Hitler... If you remember, Hitler was taken as a joke.
Yes.
A lot of the people just said, well, this guy's not going to really do anything. He's just talking, and, well, who cares? He promised everyone, his big promise was, I will make sure nobody starves again in this country. And then he had to point his finger at, he was a strong man. And people at that point were so beaten down, they needed a strong man. And I see a lot of similarities here.
You know, but here's what bothers me, is the establishment, rather than saying our system is broke, we need to find a candidate and address these issues, we're going to get rid of the guy. We're going to figure out a way to get rid of the guy because we want to maintain status quo, which ain't working, but it's working for us.
It's working for them.
Correct.
And they do not want anyone who's going to upset their apple cart. They know Cruz is going to rip it to shreds. They know Trump is going to overturn it, or so he says. But here's a guy who has literally worked the system his whole life.
But that might not be a bad thing because he was on the other side. And now he knows how the system works. So he could maybe sit in a room, right, Sherry, with a bunch of senators and congressmen. You're all full of shit.
Right.
I know that you're all getting money from the lobbyists and the special interest groups.
Because I used to pay you.
Yes, because I'm going to go on a stage tomorrow and tell the American people that this is what we're going to do, and I need their support, and they're going to listen to me. Again, he's that book report guy. Go ahead, Sherry. What do you think?
No, you dragged me in today, and I don't do politics. You
okay,
know that.
But
we could talk about Saw when you're...
No, we're going to talk about Saw in a minute. But that's fine. But, you know... This is what's going on. And again, I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I'm a fan of someone who pokes the bear in the eye because that's what I like to do.
Right.
But the establishment is not having any of it.
No, they're not having it because you're upsetting their way of life. You're upsetting Washington. You're upsetting the system itself on which they feed. Washington is a self-licking ice cream cone.
Mm. I never heard that before. I need one of them.
But it's, you know, why would you support anyone who's going against your self-interest? If you remember back in the Reagan, you know, I mean, we were young, but looking back in the Reagan administration, Reagan was hated by the establishment.
Yes.
You know, you heard the same things.
Reagan
about
Democrats?
Reagan. Yes.
Trump is pulling people out. That I saw on Fox News, 10 to 15% of the people that have been voting in the primaries never voted before.
Right.
They never voted before.
Right.
And he's getting those people out there again because we have this, I call it the angry majority. These are people that have been taxed and beaten upon and promised and promised more jobs, less crime, less unemployment. You know, we're all told less taxes. The same five things we're being fed of shit all the time.
Right.
They're finally boiling over because they're seeing everything is shrinking. It's harder to survive. And rather than address it, we're going to just try to hide it. And hopefully we can get back on track with the establishment for the next 20 or 30 years. It's not going to happen, though. People are tired.
You know, my concern is what's going to happen this summertime, too. I see a mirror image of 1968 boiling all over again.
I can see it happening, too. It doesn't take much to light that keg on fire.
Right. And when you've got factions like Black Lives Matter combining with the Muslim Brotherhood, which there's been a lot of reports of those two groups getting together to stir trouble this summer.
Correct.
Or that's what the rumor is. I don't know. Who knows if it's true?
Now, I'm going to catch crap from some listeners because they believe I shouldn't have agreed with this, but Obama made his nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's an anti-gun.
Absolutely.
Federal judge, which we knew he was going to, you know.
But a moderate poser.
Yes. Merrick Garland is his name. Now, what I said was because I had emails from listeners saying, you know, he shouldn't have the opportunity. He still is the president.
He has a right.
So he nominated. Now we'll see what the Senate is going to do with it. That's
you don't have
their
to
job.
Vote on it. That's their job.
That's
their
right.
Their job is to advise, consent. And the president's job is to nominate for the – so do your job.
Now, Obama is catching a lot of crap from the left because his lineup of proposed appointees, Merrick Garland was the only whitey of a list of all minorities behind
really?
That. Yeah. Actually, the black women are upset because they think we need a black woman for Supreme Court justice. You know, because we had Thurgood Marshall, and now we have Clarence Thomas.
How about a qualified Supreme Court justice?
There you go.
Listen, I agree 100%. I agree. And we know Merrick Garland's record is not good when it comes to guns. So as a gun person, I'm not for him, but I believe he should go through the process, just like Bork had to go through the process.
No, of course.
Just like anybody else had to go through the process. So, you know, it shouldn't – the Republicans shouldn't be the ones – to get egg on their face for this. They should be able to go through the process and decide whether they want him or not.
Brilliant move on Obama's part to run a so-called moderate, somebody who has voted against. But if you notice, his rulings have always been toward the state. He is like Christie, like I believe Donald Trump, a big government progressive who always uses government as a solution.
Yes.
His rulings, this justice's rulings, have always been toward the state. Even when he voted with the Republicans, with the progressive Republicans, against, you know, should the government have greater power over the citizen, he always voted that way.
Yes.
So that's a dangerous person, but he, you know, like I say, he's a moderate poser, but it's a brilliant appointment, I think, from Obama's standpoint, because if he appointed a leftist loon, it'd be easy
like
to overturn.
Bork.
Like, yeah.
When Reagan appointed Bork, who was a hard writer, it would never happen.
Never happened.
So the same thing. I know it has to be a moderate to appeal to both sides, but we need a moderate that has that likes the Second Amendment.
Likes guns.
So that's an interesting situation there. But so Obama appointed someone, and now it has to go through the process. And I know there's listeners that are going to get pissed off at me, and there's not much I can tell you about that, but I believe what I believe. So, Sherry, we're not talking about politics anymore. Let's talk a little bit about the gun found at El Chapo's hideout. Did you hear about that? That broke yesterday. One of the rifles found at El Chapo's hideout was from Fast and Furious.
Wow, there's
another gun-running gun
yeah, wow.
that could have been used to kill one of our guys And there's more Fast and Furious guns coming out. Move along. Nothing to see here. Don't worry. We're going to make you the mayor of Chicago, and right. you're gonna cover up other police shootings and everything there, and everything will be fine. This is the crap that we have to eat in this country all of the time. I'm so tired of politics as usual. I'm glad that there's a Trump disrupting things. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that when the smoke clears, the system will be changed a little bit. But, yeah, another gun found, El Chapo. So let's talk a little bit about Saw, Sherry. We'll get back into it. You guys are going to be at New Jersey SafeCon in sharing a booth next to Gun for Hire.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, which is going to be July 30th at the Hilton. I recommend everybody go to that. What do you guys have planned for Saw right now? What's going on across the state? You just had a successful thing at Garden State Shooters, right?
We had a women's meet up there. Well,
and how was it? Good?
It was great. Really, it's always fun to go down there. We have our anniversary shooting meetup here on March 21st.
20 years or?
Sure.
How long was it?
It's our second year. We're starting our third year.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, like I've said before on the show, it's really great to see the progress that we've made in only two years. And thank you for all the help that you've given us as
welcome.
Well.
You're welcome. You guys earned it.
So we'll be here on Monday night for our regular Marchport meetup. I think we're doing a potluck. People are bringing different snacks. You've given us the big room, so that'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to talk more in the next segment. I want to talk more about Saw, so be prepared.
Okay.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
This segment is brought to you by New Jersey SafeCon, July 30th. Do not miss it. Also, each one, reach one. If you are a member of Woodland Park Range and you bring a new first-time shooter and they fill out their paperwork, you get a poker chip. Only 5,000 poker chips during the grand opening of our new monster spaceship. That's opening up April of 2017, the compound.
It is a
the
compound.
Gun for Hire compound. Yes, it'll only be 71,000 square feet, 60 ports, 200 parking spaces.
City block.
Civic and community meeting center, firearms lockers and storage, firearms museums, 4 lounges, maybe a smoking lounge, exclusive members only ports, and it'll be open to the public as well. So when we have our grand reopening, if you have 4 poker chips, Richie Rotten, that's one of our members, you will have 4 pulls at the game of chance, whatever it may be. So that's coming up soon. So each one, reach one. So Sherry, what else do you have coming up? Saul will be there at the grand reopening in April.
Yes. So you owe me a few poker chips, I think.
Whatever, just tell me how many you need. They will be here. I'm excited because groups like SAW, who is our primary user of our place, we are going to have nice meeting rooms, ton of parking, because we'll have 5 to 6 ranges depending on how we section them off. They can run their events uninterrupted by anybody else, which is just, for me, it's, you know, reaching the next level of Shangri-La in gun rights in the state of New Jersey. So what else you got, Sherry? Please share with us.
I mean, that's very exciting. I'm sitting here looking at the poster, and, you know, it's very exciting that we'll be able to run more events with a more flexible schedule, because sometimes it is hard to get everybody here, even though we have a really good turnout for a lot of our events. It'll be nice to be able to do more weekend things when you have the space for it.
Correct.
So April 3rd. We're talking about kids events and kids safety. We're having a kids event here on April 3rd. It's a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We're going to be doing an Eddie Eagle, which you said is similar to the Be Smart for Kids.
Well, no, it's similar because it's not pro-gun. It's not anti-gun. It's just neutral. Mm-hmm. Eddie Eagle is stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. The Safe Smart, the best Be Smart for Kids is it's 5 tips on gun-proofing your home. I definitely watch the video. Okay. You're going to enjoy it. And Jamie, if you're still listening to the show, April 3rd, the SAW group is having the kid safety thing with Data Eagle. You're more than welcome to stop by here and see how we run stuff from
yes,
our
absolutely.
Perspective. You're right. I didn't speak out of turn. Good.
No, absolutely.
She didn't give me a dirty look, so I did good. All right. But
the
Sherry
Eddie Eagle is
it.
The free part of the event. Anybody is welcome to come to that. And we do go over the Eddie Eagle program, but we also include other things about safes and things and questions that parents might have while they're there. It's not just limited to the 4 Eddie Eagle.
And that's what
whatever.
We need. See, we need more of that. And that's why I'm so excited about the expansion of the facility, because we will be doing more outreach that way. More children outreach, female outreach, minority outreach, everything. Okay, what else you got? April 3rd? That's great. I'm excited for that one. I will be in the country April 3rd, too, so that's good.
And then for those kids that are rating up and the parents that want to let their kids stay, it's $20 if they want to have an intro to shooting. It's all 22 ammunition.
One-on-one in a port with a certified
Absolutely.
Instructor.
All certified instructors in the port. Kids, I mean, you've seen the pictures on Facebook mm-hmm. and on the website. They have a fabulous time. Kids have come back. This is, I think, our 4th or 5th one
and,
that we've done.
And we've discussed this. By letting your kids shoot, it takes the mystery out of the firearm. You know, so they don't have to go poking around to find one. They know that if they ever want to shoot a real one, they can come and do it.
I would say of the people that I know, you're thrilled when your kid says, let's go to the range.
Yes.
So it's not a chore at all.
Yes.
It's very exciting. You know, I never force my kids, but when they want to go, as I'm sure other firearm owning parents can say, you're very excited. Oh, great. I get to spend this experience with my kids.
Sure. And that's
you get
important.
To shoot more then.
Yes.
I don't know. I never get to shoot much when I'm here with my kids.
I never shoot at all.
He's got that little single shot cricket. And I mean, we do, you know, the hour in the port is spent with, like, you know, maybe one box of ammunition. And he has such a great time. It's fun to shoot. And it's also fun when you pull back the bolt and it pops out.
The cartridge.
Yeah, the cartridge to see how far he can make it go. That's also fun. So it's like a whole experience.
Yeah,
that's
great. I don't even bring my guns with me because I know I'm not getting to shoot that day.
So that's April 3rd. What else you got on the slate? What any new exciting stuff? Anything?
Well, we have that RSO class on the 10th, which
April 10th?
Really, a few people have signed up, and I really hope more people will sign up for that class, because like you said on the last show, it's
$100, right?
$100. It's just
April 10th?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're escaping about $150 cheaper by doing it this way. And why would you not do it? And it's an NRA certification that never expires. You renew it every couple of years for $7 or $8 a year. And, you know, why would you not want to become a certified range safety officer if you're into firearms? So I implore you, if you're female and you have April 10th off, come on down for the RSO class.
And that's the SAW member price. However, the membership is only $25 for the year. We've kept it the same, and we have discounts, and that you give us a discount here.
Yep.
I think it's 10% off.
Yes.
And other organizations and gun stores have also given us discounts.
You could make that $25 up
absolutely.
In 2 weeks. You'll make it up on the RSO course.
Yes, that's true.
That'll pay for your 4-year SAW membership right off the top. Mm-hmm. If you sign up for SAW and take the RSO course, you just became a member of SAW for free for 4 years. So I think it's important. What else you got? That's April 10th. Anything else? Or what are you guys planning for the summer?
the summer is generally a slow time, but we're going to try. We do our meetup here every month. Mm-hmm. We do our women's port meetup, and we're going to be doing them also at Garden State Shooting Center a little less frequently to start with, maybe every 6 weeks or every 8 weeks.
I like that you're reaching out across the state, though. That's yes. Really good.
You know? You know, we get the same response that we got here, and it's just fabulous to see when the women come and they say, you know, this is great. It's great to be able to, I'm single, I have a firearm, and I'm not always comfortable coming by myself, and this, I don't practice enough. Sure. That's what I heard at the last meetup, you know, and this was great because I got to come, I feel comfortable, and I know I can come back and you'll be here, and you know, that's really great to hear.
So you guys that have a significant other who's reluctant to go shooting, you know, it's a nice thing to introduce them to the SAW group. And they can come, you know, every woman that comes in here, we tell them about the SAW group. We have the poster up and we have flyers and everything, because I'd like to see more people get involved, especially my range is so female heavy. With visitors right. Now, you know, we're like 40% of female. The problem is a lot of them are one-time, you know, mm-hmm. bucket list renters, but the underlying people that come in are repeats, and we tell them all the time about the SAW group.
You're
welcome, because I think it's great that they have, mm-hmm. you know, the men default, it's a boys club already because they're coming to the range, you know, but I want the women to feel equally as comfortable, which we do, and the SAW group is just one more extension. And again, they're getting the female perspective. I can't sit in front of the classroom and talk about how I handle guns with kids and how I store it and women's safety issues and everything.
It's interesting that you say that, because although we do get a lot of beginners and people that don't get to shoot that frequently, and they're happy to be able to come when a lot of women are here at the range, and we have instructors, female instructors, several that you've trained here. We've also had some retired law enforcement come, some women come, and you know, at our last meetup where we did in Garden State Shooting Center, pistol, rifle, and shotgun that day, you know, we had some comments where those women were saying, you know, I've been qualifying and, you know, I've been involved in the military and law enforcement, and no one ever really showed me how to hold, you know, the rifle or the shotgun in such a way that you did. And it's like where it fits and how it works, I think, is helpful to learn that from another woman sometimes. I'm not
Very
saying
important.
It has to be learned from a woman, but...
No, but what's wrong with the woman's perspective, you know? I joke about this all the time. I can't get in front of a classroom and describe childbirth
right. And
what to expect. I can read it out of a book and teach it. I don't think there's going to be much validity there from the women that are sitting in the classroom listening to me, you know. I read this on Wikipedia, and this is what you can expect, you know. I think it's better to hear it from a first-hand perspective. You know, we're talking about, like, how to, like, you guys can give tips on what if my neighbor wants to send the kids over, how do I respond if they ask if they have guns, and can I tell them how I store the gun? And when they do this kids program, April 3rd, right? Is it April 3rd?
Yes,
You're
going to
talk about safety. So how do we find SAW Group?
It's sawshootingclub.com. And from there on the homepage, you can link to the Facebook page and the private Facebook group.
You guys got that?
sawshootingclub.com.
Nice. So we have Girl Scout troops going to be here two Saturdays in a row. 4:17 from 10 to 2 and 4:24 from 10 to 2. Two Girl Scout troops. So there's no excuse you can't make it. Okay, or you can come in on the 17th and buy one box, you can come in on the 24th and buy another box, or you can come in on the 17th, April 17th, and buy cookies for you, and then come in on April 24th and ship them to your troops overseas. So don't be cheap. Dr. Pirelli will be here March 26th for the psychology class. Don't miss it. Evan Knappen will be here May 13th. The SAW group will be here April 3rd. For the kids class, they have their port meetup every month. They'll be here this Monday. And don't forget about their April 10th RSO class. Thank you all for your support. And I'm going to turn it over to Winston now. Winston, hit it.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Sherry from the SAW Group, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Winston, it's time to say goodbye to the folks. Please, guys, each one reach one, like Anthony says. Bring somebody into shooting, and you get another free spin on the wheel for each one. Winston, say goodbye. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shore.